Second Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the gathering of the called out ones of the Thessalonians in God our Father, and in the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. May you have grace and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. We are compelled to always give thanks to God for you, brethren. Your lives are worthy of such thanksgiving because your faith grows remarkably and your love for each other overflows, with the result that we boast about you in the gatherings of the called out ones of God concerning your patience and faith during all your persecutions and through the sufferings which you endure. This is clear evidence of the righteous judgment of God, so that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. It is also clear that God considers it justice to pay back with suffering those who cause you to suffer, and to give you who are suffering rest together with us. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed, descending from heaven with his powerful angels, taking revenge with flaming fire on those who don't know God, and on those who don't obey the message of good news about our Lord. These individuals will suffer the penalty of eternal, irreversible destruction, which comes from the face of the Lord and from the radiant brilliance of his power. This will occur on the day in which he will be glorified in his holy ones, and be admired in all those who have believed because our testimony to you was believed. This is the reason that we always pray for you, so that our God would consider you worthy of this calling. We also pray that by his power you would fulfill every one of his good desires and complete every work of faith. In this way, the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you, and you will be glorified in him. According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. This is the end of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.